Today, President Obama announced some new rules for banks and financial institutions to verify and report the identities of people who set up shell corporations.
One of the main ways that companies avoid taxes or wealthy individuals avoid taxes is by setting up a bunch of shell corporations and making it harder to trace where monies are flowing and what taxes are owed. We're saying to those financial institutions, you got to step up and get that information.
The rules come after the release of the Panama Papers, those millions of leaked documents that shed light on how companies and individuals have been using offshore bank accounts. Michael Regan is a columnist for Bloomberg Gadfly. He's with us from New York. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Jeremy.
Well, first of all, explain what the president is doing here, what the government is going to do in terms of changes for the financial institutions.
So basically, a financial institution now will have to determine who the actual owner of a shell company is and who's receiving its profits and have that information on file, report it to the Treasury. And then in the event that there is sort of some nefarious activity going on, whether it be criminal or terrorism, money laundering, then the banks where these shell companies do their business will have, you know, the ability to point to where the actual owners are. In many, a handful of states, at least Delaware, Wyoming, and Nevada, the tax laws are pretty loose, and it's very easy to set up shell companies anonymously. And this is an attempt to sort of counteract that and find out who the owners of these shell companies actually are.
Is the attempt likely to be successful? Or, I mean, the president brought up, as he often does, the idea that he can't fully address this problem himself. He wants Congress to do more.
Right. There's sort of two issues running in parallel. This is a new rules from the Treasury that he's talking about. But there are also international treaties that the U.S. has not signed yet that make it more, easy to share information internationally between countries. And many countries have signed on to them, but the U.S. has not. And Obama basically today called out Congress and especially Senator Rand Paul, saying it's time to stop blocking these tax treaties that the Panama Papers episode shows why we really need to sign these treaties.
He also spoke out in favor of a boost in the minimum wage, something he's talked about before. He also talked about getting his trade deal passed and called on Congress to do that. But we also today, Mike, got some data from the Labor Department. This is the big number that economists look at as the most important indicator of the month, the jobs report. 160,000 jobs added in April compared with 200,000 or more, which was, I guess, the expectation. But what happened?
Some of the sectors that had been adding a lot of jobs sort of cooled down last month, including construction. They had added 41,000 jobs in the previous month, and that growth slowed to just about 1,000 last month. And that just really dovetails with a big drop in new housing starts. And the retail sector actually reduced jobs. They fired about 3,000 workers. And that's after really strong gains in retail hiring, about a 53,000 average pace in the first 3 months of the year. So those two sectors especially were rather weak in the month.
And the unemployment rate stayed steady at 5%. Mike Regan, a columnist for Bloomberg Gadfly, thanks so much.
Thank you.